ceremony was held at the headquarters of the Cuban Institute of Friendship with the Peoples, ICAP, to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Venceremos Brigade of Solidarity with Cuba, created in the United States back in 1969, the first international brigade of solidarity with the Cuban Revolution. Addressing the U.S. solidarity activist Fernando González, hero of the Republic of Cuba and president of the Cuban Institute of Friendship with the Peoples, thanked the members of the Solidarity Brigade for their continued solidarity work with Cuba over the past 5 decades, building bridges of friendship between the peoples of the U.S. and Cuba.
Cuba también se solidariza con las luchas en Estados Unidos.
Cuba also expresses its solidarity with the struggles in the United States.
Apoyamos su reclamo por una educación más accesible, porque las mujeres reciban igual por igual trabajo el mismo salario que hoy devengan los hombres.
We support also your claims for a more accessible education, a claim because you women should receive or want to receive equal pay for equal work, the same salary that today the men have.
Respaldamos las batallas de los afroamericanos, que al decir de Fidel, han sido los mejores amigos de Cuba en Estados Unidos. Para ellos, nuestra incondicional solidaridad a sus demandas.
We also back up the battles of the Afro-North Americans that, as Fidel said, have been the best friends of Cuba. For them, our unconditional solidarity for their demands.
Secundamos las campañas de las mujeres, los inmigrantes para quienes Estados Unidos construye muros, separa de sus padres a menores e incluso encierra penosamente a niños en jaulas.
We also back the campaigns of the women, the immigrants for whom the United States is constructing walls to separate them from their parents, their minors, and they even enclose them, unfortunately, in little cages.
The ICAP president noted that the current U.S. administration has further strengthened Washington's nearly 6-decade-old blockade policy seeking to destroy the Cuban Revolution, one of the pretexts used in the Trump administration's new escalation against Cuba is the presumed Cuban military presence in Venezuela. Cuban hero Fernando González insisted that what Washington portrays as Cuban military presence in Venezuela are actually thousands of Cuban health professionals who are offering their services across the South American nation in the framework of existing cooperation agreements signed by late leaders Fidel Castro and Hugo Chavez.
Pretenden que retiremos al personal médico.
They pretend that we also take away the medical staff's personnel that's there now giving medical services in that country. In amidst adverse conditions that they're facing, the people of Venezuela, under the North American sanctions.
Pero Cuba, queridos amigos, no negocia su solidaridad con Venezuela ni con ningún otro país del mundo.
But dear friends, Cuba will not negotiate its solidarity with Venezuela, nor our solidarity with any other country.
Han sido estos dos últimos años de mucha desinformación sobre Cuba. No hay una sola razón que sustente el cierre de los servicios consulares, la expulsión de diplomáticos cubanos de Washington, ni el retiro del personal estadounidense en La Habana con el pretexto de que corren algún tipo de peligro.
These 2 years have been 2 years of a lot of disinformation about Cuba. There is not a single reason that really could sustain the closing of the consular services, the expulsion of Cuban diplomats from Washington, nor the retreatment of U.S. personnel in Havana, under the pretext that they are, you know, undergoing some type of danger.
Son medidas arbitrarias que han tenido un alto costo humanitario en nuestra población, obligada a viajar a terceros países para solicitar una visa familiar o participar en un evento profesional.
These are arbitrary measures that have had a high cost, a high humanitarian cost in our population, which has been seen obligated to travel to third countries to request a family visa or to participate in a professional event.
Ustedes conocen y han constatado una vez más que Cuba es un país seguro y lo seguirá siendo, tanto para los cubanos como para los diplomáticos y residentes extranjeros y para los millones de viajeros de todo el mundo que nos visitan cada año.
You have been able to see for yourselves that Cuba is a safe place, and it will continue to be so for the Cubans too, for the diplomats, and for the foreign residents, and for the millions of people that travel from all around the world that visit us every year.
That was Cuban hero Fernando González, president of the Cuban Institute of Friendship with the Peoples, ICAP, addressing a ceremony to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Venceremos Brigade, the first international solidarity brigade with the Cuban Revolution, formed precisely in the United States back in 1969. Young U.S. activist Malcolm Sack addressed those present on behalf of the U.S. Brigadistas.
The Venceremos Brigade is a U.S.-based anti-imperialist project of political education and voluntary labor in solidarity with Cuba. And we're here right now celebrating 50 years of sustaining this crucial work. This 50th contingent of the VB is the largest and most diverse brigade in recent history. We are more than 150 people. We come from 15 states and territories across the U.S. We span in age from 14 to 86 years. We represent, embrace, and build community across myriad racial, ethnic, religious, and class differences, and we surpass binaries of gender, sexuality, ability. The Venceremos Brigade comes to Cuba holding celebration and solidarity simultaneously. We are here celebrating passionately with the Cuban people 60 years of constructing and defending their revolution, a project which fills oppressed people of the world with the revolutionary fire and the belief that Commander-in-Chief Fidel Castro declared years ago that a better world is possible. And while we're celebrating 50 years of the VB, this solidarity project that's been so important, as we've already heard, in building bridges between our peoples and movements, we also acknowledge that in 50 years, while we've achieved tremendous victories, we have not yet accomplished our goal of taking down this criminal, horrible, disgusting blockade. Our goals over these 50 years have remained steadfast and true. We demand that Cuba be free of the U.S. blockade. We demand that all people be able to travel to Cuba freely. We demand that Cuba's sovereignty and right to self-determination be respected. We demand that Guantanamo Bay be returned to its rightful owner, the people of Cuba. We stand with Cuba against the decision of the U.S. government to apply Title III of the Helms-Burton Act, and we will resist any attempt to put Cuba back on the list of state sponsors of terrorism. We're here declaring today, again, our unwavering support for Cuba, and to say that we are going to continue to demonstrate our solidarity in some of the following ways. We're going to continue building the Venceremos Brigade and the Cuba Solidarity Movement regionally and nationally. We're going to be organizing local events across the United States and coordinating national actions. We're going to be developing and sharing educational resources. We're going to be raising the consciousness of our communities, as we have. We're going to be mobilizing material aid to support the Cuban people. We're going to be advocating for legislation that gets rid of the blockade and the travel ban and all the rest. And of course, we're going to continue to bring as many people as we can, the most robust contingents possible to Cuba, ones that center those most impacted by systems of oppression and violence. We come today with full hearts at our 50 years of collaboration and exchange with Cuba, 50 years of working and sweating together in the fields, 50 years of learning and sharing throughout the provinces, 50 years of late night conversations among comrades that turn into early mornings.
Cuba sí!
Viva Cuba!
Venceremos!
The U.S. Venceremos Brigade. 50 years of uninterrupted work building bridges of friendship and solidarity between the peoples of Cuba and the United States. For Radio Havana, Cuba, I'm Lena Valverde.